God doesn't change his criteria for us. He doesn't. But he helps us meet all. He helps us. He helps us meet up. And that principle that helps us meet up is what is called the mercy of God. So the Bible says, come boldly unto the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy. It always begins with mercy. Because mercy makes up for what you do not make up for. And then you might have grace to help you in the time of need. Jeremiah was writing in the Lamentations and he said, if it's not for the Lord's mercies, we would have been consumed, because his compassions do not fail. Then he said, they are new every morning. That means God renews your laudation of mercy. Oh, I wish somebody heard me. Is anybody hearing me? Peter asked Jesus one day, he said, how many times am I expected to forgive those who have wronged me? Jesus said, 400 and... He said 70 times. He said, no, 70 times, 70 times. That's 490 times. Even if you are mad, it's hard to offend God 490 times. But you know what? Tomorrow, God does not continue the count. They are new every morning. That daily mercies. He revealed that to Israel in the wilderness. Every day, fresh manna fell. He silenced their fear by causing that everything they gathered rot before the morning. Just so that he can tell them, I'm sufficient. Tonight, I want to say to you, it is an insult on the blood of Jesus for you to think that you cannot approach. The principle that brings us is mercy. And mercy upholds us until it qualifies us to receive an inheritance. Let me tell you a bit about that. The real problem with failing in God's standard is not that God will not forgive you. It is that you cannot receive your inheritance, because the heir, as long as he remains a child, defers nothing from a servant. But contained within the workings of the mercy of God is that ability to hold you up and teach you what you need to know until you rise up above that which you are always coming back and saying, have mercy upon me. For then God will look at you and then he will say to you, cheer up, little children. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The ultimate point in the Christian race is not just so that you can be collecting God's mercy every day. The ultimate point, the true joy of the Father, is to see you being the one wielding the power of the kingdom, so that God does not worry himself about the earth because you are here. And it is mercy, that working, that's the working that qualifies us. So tonight, join us as we sing the song, Daily Mercy. till the fullness of truth.
Fullness of truth is come by a daily mercy.
Say it again. Say I stand. Oh! Hallelujah.